This episode is produced and made possible with the help of Raycast Media.
Si le gustaría escuchar un episodio en español, por favor escuche el siguiente episodio.
Good morning. My name is Alexander Williams, and I am part of the team of La Incubadora podcast. I actually have a company called Aura Rainwater here in Austin, Texas, and I'm excited to bring you this particular episode. La Incubadora podcast is part of the Economic Growth Business Incubator, a local nonprofit with the mission to provide training, coaching, and support to aspiring and exiting business owners who face barriers to growing a successful business. Now, La Incubadora podcast is born out of the need to put in video and audio a lot of the success stories that we see at the Business Incubator. Now, we also want to answer frequently asked questions and connect small business owners with the resources to succeed in business on your own time and whenever you have the time to do so, mobile devices or whatever. Now, this episode is produced with the support of Raycast Media. EBGI sends a great thank you to Raycast Media for this partnership at the La Incubadora podcast. Now, today we have a special guest. I'm very excited again to introduce this excellent person, this wonderful soul that we got on this episode, all about sustainability and how it intersects with small business right here in Austin. Now, we're joined today by Megan Doherty, Conservation Program Coordinator at the City of Austin's Resource Recovery Department. Now, Megan's at the forefront of the Circular Economy Program, which is all about reimagining how we use and recycle resources in our city. We'll drive into what this program means for local businesses, how they can get involved, and what it means for the future of sustainability in Austin. But before we jump in, let me tell you a bit about Megan. Very interesting. Now, Megan is born and raised Austinite, passionate about preserving and amplifying the environmental and cultural charm of this looming, beautiful, booming city that we call home. Now, she has a degree from University of Austin, UT Austin, that is, in geography and environment, and spent over a decade outside of Texas, launching several entrepreneurial ventures. Now, from catering to vegan food at big picture movie sets, let's say in Hollywood, to vending superfood shakes at large festivals, and ultimately opening a cafe and bottled drink line in central Mexico. Now, Megan now works for the City of Austin's Circular Economy Programs, business innovation, and is dedicated creating a community that supports up-and-coming businesses to help them thrive. Sorry about that, guys. My eyes can see a little bit. So with that being said, I want to give a warm welcome and welcome Megan. Thank you for joining us today. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Great to see you, Alexander.
Awesome. Awesome. I am going to, hopefully I got everything right in the introduction. Please correct me right now if I did do anything to, you know, damage your wonderful, wonderful resume.
No, it sounded great. Appreciate it. Okay. Thank you.
Cool. Awesome. So my first question is, can you provide an overview of the City of Austin Circular Economy Program and your role within that program?
Yes, absolutely. So the City of Austin Circular Economy Program is a partnership between Austin Resource Recovery and the Economic Development Department at the City of Austin. So it's all about promoting sustainability by transforming our traditional linear economy, which is this take, make, and then dispose economic model, into something more thoughtful, more creative, and ultimately more regenerative. So there are three pillars and parts of this circular economy program. One is internal to the city of Austin. So it's all about the city of Austin's departments, which there are over 15,000 employees employed by the city of Austin. So making sure that the city of Austin itself is running in a circular way and minimizing its waste. So that's all about leading by example. And another of the pillars within the program is this resident behavior change. So supporting the residents of the city of Austin to understand how they can keep materials out of the landfill, how they can reuse materials. And so some of those programs include Move Out ATX, which is happens at the end of July and helps all the students at UT when they move out of the dorms and they have all this furniture and surplus stuff, it gets those items rehomed. And then there are also fix-it clinics. So the third pillar is the one that I oversee. And that is all about business innovation. So this really is a partnership between economic development and Austin Resource Recovery. So my role is to support businesses that are in the circular industry, have a circular ethos. They're were built to keep materials out of the landfill. And eventually the role of this program is, you know, one of our goals moving forward is to not only support businesses that are circular in nature inherently already, but to also support standard traditional industry all across Austin to adopt more circular practices. So that's kind of where we're moving in the future. So that.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Thank you so much. My second question is, what are the key services provided by the circular economy program that business innovation and how that's sustainable and economic goals? Meaning, how do they contribute to the city?
Yeah.
The city sustainability and economic goals.
So again, you know, right now, the majority of our programming is to support these circular businesses. So what are some examples of circular businesses? There's the really traditional ones you think of are like recycling centers. Mm-hmm. And so those are called material recovery facilities. And there's a little acronym that you hear folks kind of inside jargon use. They're called MRFs. So that's a very traditional model of a business. And then there are waste as resource businesses. So that includes composters, people that are taking yard waste and then turning it into this nice, rich fuel to be able to grow more plants. There are rental businesses that, you know, maybe you can rent your DJ equipment instead of buying something new. And repair businesses. If your shoe, the sole of your shoe wears out, you can take it to a shoe repair store and instead of throwing them out and buying a new one. So I'm just kind of wanting to, you know, touch on some of these examples of what are circular businesses and what do they look like. So again, it's, you know, even refurbishment when you think of electronics and being able to make sure that they get refurbished to bring back out to market, and sharing platforms like co-working spaces or car sharing. So those are the businesses right now that we're really uplifting and supporting. And we have three flagship programs within the city of Austin that are sort of the cornerstones for this. And one of them is called Reverse Pitch. And that's actually happening tomorrow is the kickoff. And that is a program where we bring together established industry to be able to get in the same room and understand who has a surplus material and who is in need of a material that they could replace a new supply stream with one that's reused, and be able to build this network and build this community to understand how we can share materials and how we can reuse materials for longer. So that's pretty exciting, and that's happening tomorrow. That's kicking off tomorrow. We're hoping to build some partnerships, some long-lasting community network partnerships. And then a new pilot program that's coming this summer is called the Circular Accelerator. And that one is just launching for the first time this year. We saw a need of, this is for really early stage startup businesses that are maybe even in idea phase. Maybe they haven't quite launched their business, but we've put a cap that they make less than currently $10,000 a year in revenue. Mm-hmm. And so this accelerator just designed to get them to market, to give them the basic business foundation skills and, you know, to make sure to refine their business idea and have that minimum viable product, you know, those key aspects of building a business, but with this circular lens, with this idea that there's, you know, it's more than just the bottom line. You're also helping the environment and people. And so that's a 12-week program. I'm talking on along.
No, you're fine. No, you're great. Okay. Because you know what? I'm sure that people that are listening has a bunch of questions. And the more that you say, you probably are answering those questions that they want to hear.
Okay.
Grateful. Continue.
Okay, good. Yeah. And so then the third, again, what we call it, kind of these flagship programs, these are the big programs that we have. The third one is called Circular Showcase. So that is designed for established circular businesses. And we've put this kind of arbitrary, but it's a threshold of any business that has a circular concept that currently makes more than $10,000 a year and less than $250,000 a year. And there's a community event where we celebrate these businesses, bring them together, have a competition, a pitch competition, where, you know, they showcase what their business is doing and the chance to win a $12,000 prize. And last year, for example, the winner of that was a dog food company that was creating dog food from butcher surplus material. So meat that would have been normally gone to landfill and discarded, but still was quality for dogs. So just to give you an example of, and so right now we actually have the applications are open for the Circular Accelerator and for Circular Showcase. So either, you know, you either fit into one or the other. If you are very early stage, then you're suited for the accelerator and that 12-week program that launches in the middle of May. And again, that is a free program. And then if you are making more than 10,000, you would be funneled into the Circular Showcase. So the applications close for that April 28th and they are open now. So definitely encourage anyone to apply.
I was just about to say, guys, get on it. Get on it.
Yeah. So, and then otherwise, you know, we have other events that happen throughout the year, you know, circular meetups, which Alexander, you came to one of them and brought your awesome Aura rainwater and shared. And, you know, that's a unscripted opportunity to get together and meet some new folks, expand your network. And we have some roundtable workshops and some classes. And one of the main sort of core pieces of our program are what we call business retention engagement visits. And so these are one-on-one visits where I meet with the business and get to know them. And it's really a personal relationship building and making sure that me as a liaison of the city of Austin is building a personal, you know, a relationship with these circular businesses. So I understand what your pain points are, where you might need some, you know, access to connections or resources. And so that we have that first point of contact with our community to understand how to develop these programs and what's working, what's not working. And that's really, you know, the most important piece ultimately is these one-on-one connections that you make with the community. And that's really where I think the program, you know, spends the most time and really thrives. So, yeah.
Gotcha. So what opportunities exist for small businesses right now to reduce their environmental footprint and save on waste disposal costs? I mean, you touched on it a little bit, but how, you know, what's that opportunity?
Right. So, I mean, you know, there are ways of getting creative about when you're sourcing, you know, right now sourcing materials, start looking at sourcing recycled materials or compostable materials, and certainly adopting a composting program within your business, even if it seems like a small one, because And there's, you know, some folks may or may not know about the Austin Recycle and Reuse Drop-Off Center, the RRDOC, again, another acronym that you might hear, but, you know, you can make an appointment and drop off styrofoam, paint, electronics, all kinds of things like that. The city of Austin also has specific resources, that business classes and coaching shared resources that we can help actually talk to the individual businesses and understand your needs and be able to maybe help reduce some costs through improved resource efficiency, access to shared resources. Maybe a business can rent something or, share with another business and participate in these kind of networking events, again, to build that community. Mm-hmm. And so there are sustainability grants out there. The city of Austin has, through the Office of Sustainability or the Office of Innovation, various programs where there are helping green businesses to become more green. There's also the Green Business Leaders Program, which actually the Office of Sustainability runs. And they're really great because they'll come out to your business and help score where you are in your sustainability efforts for your business. So they'll give you a rating of, silver or gold or platinum. And if you haven't reached a certain level, they'll actually give you the tools and the tips to get to that next level. Mm-hmm. And so that can be helpful way as well for folks to reach out to that Green Business Leaders program as well as the Circular Economy program.
That is awesome. Yeah. As I sit and I listen to it, right? And I know one of the goals is for Austin to be this circular, economy and lead the nation, right? In fact, the world on doing that. But with all these things in place, I'm lost for words actually, because in my mind I'm just seeing this entire circular economy take shape and form and actually see it working. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. So, yeah. It's nice to be in a place like Austin where, we're not perfect here, but we have this culture of wanting to do better, wanting to take care of our people and our environment. And that's really what, the Circular Economy Program is all about, is this idea of triple bottom line. And, the standard bottom line is just thinking about profits. And triple bottom line is, yes, profits are important for sustainability, but also it's people and it's the planet. Yes. And factoring those all in together. So that's something that we can all, like you said, just support, and that the city of Austin is supporting. There's this 2040, in 2011, the city of Austin created a zero waste plan, and that was to go zero waste by 2040. Pretty ambitious plan. And so what that means is diverting 90% or more of materials away from the landfill. So that was enacted by city council, 13 years ago. I mean, we are encroaching upon 2040. So we do, it's like we do want to keep making strides, but that's where all of these programs are born out of, is that goal that was set by this city council. So, yeah.
Got it. No, it is. It makes so much sense. And you touched on this, but I'm just going to drive it home again, because I think everybody, every business should be a part of this. But some of the best practices for local businesses to be involved in this, what are some of the best practices that they should use?
Yeah. So when you're thinking about, when you're thinking about the circular economy or trying to extend the life of something, there's one thing that this is sort of random that I'm just like coming to mind, but this, this idea that came in for the last maybe less than 100 years, that we had this controlled obsolescence. So what does that mean? It means that businesses were realizing that they could no longer make a profit if they made their item to last, and because they needed to sell more. And so they actually started designing products to, wear out quicker, so that the consumer would go in and buy a replacement, or else, where are these where is their, what's driving their profits if they're not buying replacements? And so these new model of economy is looking at, well, how can we still monetize items by actually encouraging their lifespan? Maybe there's repair built in. You know, Patagonia is a great example of they build their items to last. And in fact, when there is a hole in it, you send it back to Patagonia and they repair it and send it back to you for free. Mm-hmm. And so changing our business models to, you know, again, not just think about profit and only profit. Of course, profit is important and you've got to be able to sustain your business. But being a little more clever and a little more creative, and maybe you don't need to just, you know, so in part, it's about design thinking. It's about, you know, being more savvy and more thoughtful in the way you go about designing your products or designing your processes and how you can cut out waste wherever possible. And then you can pass on that sort of marketing opportunity to be able to build your community where, you know, you have a client base that's purchasing from you because they know you have this ethos of wanting to make sure your items are, you know, built to last and that you have an environmental mindset. So sort of making those changes internally, you know, through design thinking, through building things to last, minimizing, you know, transportation and logistics. Maybe, you know, thinking about where you're sourcing your materials. If you're currently sourcing something from, you know, overseas, is there an opportunity to have a closer source that maybe has less of a carbon footprint? And, you know, but you're able, you know, even if the cost is a little more, maybe you're able to pass that cost off to the consumer, but in a way, again, where you're educating them. So, yeah, there's all these kind of different methods of making sure that your business is really thoughtful. And so those are some of the programs that we help actually dive into. What do those specifics look like? Because it can be a bit daunting to think how to, as a traditional business, how to start adopting more circular practices. And again, that's where we as the city are still moving towards really building the resources for every business to be able to help support everyone to become more circular. Because right now, the majority of our resource and our programming is towards those businesses that are already circular. And so that's sort of one of those gaps that we've seen. And we're like, okay, you know, we need to make this easier, make some more blueprints for folks to be able to be like, all right, this is what I can do. I can source my trash bags that are from, you know, post-consumer recycled material. I can make sure there are a certain type of, you know, plastic that can be recycled and know where that I can recycle them. Mm-hmm. Little tweaks like that. And ultimately, you know, the real answer is community, and it's building your community and building the network and understanding where we can fill in each other's, like, you know, the gaps that one business has maybe a surplus and the other business has a deficit. And if we don't know that each other exists and we don't have that network, you know, those things, those items get squandered and lost and forgotten. Whereas if we are really making, you know, building community and making those connections with one another, that's the opportunity to start to become more circular, is through that community building.
Wow. Yeah. And, you know, I just think about, and I'm sure many of the listeners have gone through this where they had these hand-me-downs, right? Most preferably clothes, yeah, right? That just got recycled, right? So, I mean, it's ingrained in, I'm sure, 95% of the audience that are listening. And to have that concept brought onto a business, right? And putting profits, you know, to the wayside and just keeping that same mentality. This is awesome. I mean, I'm getting chills over here, honestly, just thinking about how this city will lead the country in this particular field. It's awesome. So another question for you. How can a small business owner right now stay informed about new developments and opportunities offered by the City of Austin Circular Economy Program to support the sustainable goals?
Yeah. So the City of Austin Circular Economy Program does have a website. And so that can be accessed at austintexas.gov/circular economy. And on that page, you will find a link for the Circular Economy newsletter, the Circular Economy Slack channel, access and links for resources, for coaching, for, you know, our community partners such as EGBI. We have a list of community partners that are doing awesome work that are also helping businesses in the community. And there's free coaching on that site. So again, it's austintexas.gov/circular economy. So that's a great place to start. And then if you have any questions, you can feel free to email me and our team at circular economy@austintexas.gov. So those are two really great ways to be able to stay in touch. And if you want to give me a call, you can always call me at 512-974-7939. And again, my name is Megan, so feel free to give me a call as well.
Wow, that is awesome. And I can sit here and go, I can go on forever sitting here chatting with you, because the wealth of information that you just shared, people that are listening, I mean, guys, if you don't have a pair of shoes that you don't need to just take somewhere to get involved in this particular mission. My God, geez, come on, Austin, let's do it.
Right?
Yes, yes.
And hey, drinking rainwater, you know, that's just a plug or a rainwater for a minute. That's absolutely a circular principle, making sure we're not squandering these resources. It's precious resource. And, you know, so, yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, friends, that's all for today. It's been an absolute honor, pleasure chatting with Megan today. And we hope that you find this episode useful to yourselves and utilize as much information as you can that was shared. If you know someone who could benefit from listening to the episode, please share the link to this episode with them. And remember that La Incubadora podcast is part of the Economic Growth Business Incubator, a business incubator in Central Texas that offers training, coaching, and support to small business owners with barriers to achieving success. Now, if you would like to learn more about EGBI, the Economic Growth Incubator services, please visit EGBI.org. And that being said, we shall see you soon.
Thank you.
Thank you, Megan.
Thanks, Alexander.